proclamation number 8715 dated the January 4th, 1964. Frequent question. Why did the God of love let a human being suffer so? You humans could not imagine the result of your original sin had you not been redeemed. I keep telling you that you are only able to grasp limited concepts, whereas the consequence of the original sin would have been limitless because my laws cannot ever be revoked. And a sin committed against me which was as immense and as grave as the apostasy from me against better knowledge had, in accordance with divine justice, to result in equally appalling consequences, which for these beings entailed eternal wretchedness, a state of eternal torments and darkness. Thus innumerable beings would have had to expect this state because my righteousness could not simply cancel an unredeemed guilt. But these beings were unable to make amends themselves, for it was not just a question of the beings enduring a certain amount of punishment and thereby the guilt of sin being redeemed. The point was that the beings had sinned against love itself and that the atonement of guilt could therefore only be a deed of love again. The point was that the beings had to kindle the love within themselves, then recognize the enormity of their guilt and with heartfelt love call upon me for forgiveness. But the fallen beings were no longer able to do so, for they were totally without love. And they were just as incapable of settling this immeasurable guilt, since they, being completely hardened, had lost their self-awareness and thus no conscious contact existed with me anymore. Something that was created to be alive had died and was incapable of returning to me by its own effort. Due to my love, wisdom and strength, I could indeed awaken these dead beings into a fragile life again. But the immense original sin remained and kept the being infinitely far apart from me, and until this guilt had been redeemed, a complete return to me was impossible. And then again, no fallen being was capable of this, since they were completely without love. I foresaw all this since eternity and still would have been unable to avoid the apostasy of the beings without removing their freedom of will. But I also foresaw since eternity a path of return to me for these fallen beings, and I designed a plan of return and implemented it. And all beings who have remained with me are taking part in the implementation of this eternal plan of salvation, finding supreme happiness in doing so. They are constantly permeated by my love and in full possession of light and strength. And their love constantly impels them to assist the fallen spiritual substance which is taking the path through the works of creation that had emerged for the purpose of their return. Their love impels them to actively create and design the forms for the fallen spiritual substance which is taking the path through creation. And thus it attains the degree of maturity when it can make its own free decision again. And yet, its immense original sin is not and would eternally not be redeemed, since the beings, having once voluntarily abandoned it, are without love. And for this reason a being of light offered itself voluntarily to redeem this sin, because it was full of love, and love will shoulder everything in order to please and help where it sees misery and suffering. If you humans could evaluate the magnitude of the original sin, you would also understand why the extent of suffering, which far surpassed human strength, had to be endured for the redemption of this sin, which a human being would never have been able to bear had love not given him the strength. For love is strength, and only love endured the pain and suffering which the human being Jesus had voluntarily taken upon himself. He knew everything, and thus he also knew that there was no hope for the fallen spirits ever to return to God and become happy if the sin was not redeemed. He offered himself as a being of light to achieve the act of salvation, for as a being of light he was able to realize what awaited him, but love was greater than the fate he was approaching as a human being. For the being of light knew that it would be in constant contact with me, and it also knew that I would constantly provide it with strength, because my fundamental nature is love, and therefore I was present in the human being Jesus with my fundamental nature. The human being Jesus certainly accepted an unimaginable measure of suffering and pain, yet in view of the magnitude of untold being's original sin, such an excessive measure of suffering was necessary in order to satisfy my justice, which could not be avoided, or I would mercifully have erased the guilt for the sake of greater than great love. The wretched state of the fallen beings was an eternal one without the act of the sacrifice of atonement. Jesus' suffering, however, lasted a limited period of time, and Jesus gladly offered the sacrifice to me, because he thereby delivered the whole world from the original sin, even though every being determines the moment of its salvation itself through its will. Jesus has died on the cross on behalf of all people past, present and future, and his immeasurable suffering provided all fallen beings with forgiveness of their original sin. The path of return to me has become passable by every single being, and due to his greater than great love, people have been given the opportunity again to kindle love within themselves, so that they will change their nature and the unity can take place again, which would have been impossible without the redemption of the original sin. Amen.